Oliver, it's over to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The presentation that the Joint Secretariat is now going to provide is really to setting the stage also for then the roundtable discussion. It will be shared by Francesca, Sonia, and myself, and we will give you a overview of the different funding mechanisms that are channels that are available in support to the Protocol on Water and Health, provide you with an overview of the extra budgetary contributions that have been received, including an analysis of the numbers as we see them, elaborate a little bit on the challenges, consequences, and implications related to the extra budgetary funding situation, but also discuss in the presentation a few proposals on the way forward for financing the protocol. Next slide, please. Whereas this is probably a bit carrying coals to Newcastle, this slide, but I think it's an important reminder that when we're speaking financing, this financing chapter is kind of coming in subchapters. So financial resources available for the work of the Secretariat and for the implementation of the program of work can be cut into two slices. The first slice is of what both UNECE as well as WHO can mobilize from their regular budgets and for supporting the Protocol on Water and Health. And the second slice is the extra budgetary resources, or sometimes also called voluntary contributions, that are made available to either the UNECE Protocol Trust Fund or to the WHO Regional Office for Europe Voluntary Fund that are both established in support to the protocol. So we have regular budget and extra budgetary resources that feed into the protocol trust funds. Next slide, please. When we look into the resources that are available to both parts of the Secretariat, UNECE and WHO, let me start with the WHO budget. So as a general comment, the WHO Secretariat has no regular budget available, a regular budget post available for the protocol in the WHO Regional Office for Europe. So there is nothing like a regular budget line that would support the staff of the WHO Secretariat or that would support the implementation of the Protocol on Water and Health. The staff, as you know it from this meeting, all of our colleagues are in the room here, are exclusively supported by voluntary contributions that we are receiving from member states of WHO, and specifically when it comes to the protocol secretariat, we are very much relying on the host country agreement that the WHO European Center for Environment and Health in Bonn in Germany has with the German government, which also covers staff costs of the secretariat. So basically, the secretariat is covered by voluntary contributions by Germany. We are also mobilizing further voluntary contributions for staff, but also for activities that are mobilized through other activities that are being carried out by WHO. For example, we have been hearing on the first day the various activities that are carried out by WHO in support to the SDG 6 global monitoring mechanisms. And we can also participate in these funding streams to support the work of the protocol. So we are mobilizing other voluntary contributions in favor of the protocol work, including for staff as well as for implementation of activities. There is a tiny budget that we can mobilize from the regular WHO budget, particularly when it comes to implementing activities at country level. Enki has been presenting on the first day of the meeting the various mechanisms that are available to WHO in support to countries, particularly the biennial collaborative agreements and the country cooperation strategies, which are in many times underpinned by some regular budget resources. And again, if the agenda is between the BCAs and the CCS strategies are aligned with the protocol program of work, we can mobilize these resources also in favor of the implementation of the protocol. In a nutshell, when it comes to the staffing situation, there is no regular budget available. However, we are covered in the WHO Secretariat by the standing agreement with the German government, which provides voluntary contributions to WHO to maintain the staffing in the WHO European Center for Environment and Health in Bonn, in turn also providing enabling us to provide the secretariat functions to the protocol on water and health. And with that, I hand over to Francesca